Welcome to the Auburn Daily Podcast and YouTube show. This is your host, Alex, a.k.a. Auburn Memes, and we are now on rolling with the YouTube video stream. Got my background up here working on building the studio out, but this was an episode we had to jump on YouTube for because we got a first powerhouse guest, our guy, Message Board Geniuses. So for those of you who are board posters, you absolutely know who this is. For those of you who may not be into message board culture, a true social media legend, I think the name speaks for itself. But if you have any fan base made a ridiculous message board post, it has gone viral on Twitter thanks to Message Board Geniuses. So welcome to the show, MBG. And I want to ask the very first question, the looming elephant in the room. How did you get into doing this?
That's a good question. People have asked me that before, and I think my standard answer has always been that, you know, I am a Utah State fan, and I would see on our board that, and yes, we do have message boards and we do have fans, how insane people would be. And so I kind of ventured out to see if other fan bases were as insane. And as I did that, I found lots of funny things that I thought would be fun to share. And so I just kind of started sharing them, and people liked them. And so here we are. I think my big claim to fame early on was when Scott Van Pelt followed the account. And then I tweeted that out, and that kind of gave me, I think that gave people some permission to also like it once they saw that Scott Van Pelt liked it. So I kind of took off after that.
Yeah. And maybe this is a, I would go out on a limb to say this pretty confidently, but I mean, I think this account really has become a staple in just college sports, just the culture of it now, like what it has done. Because I mean, message boards have been around, message board crazies have been around since the inception of that, with really the earliest days of the internet. But really, this account just bringing to light really like the sports center of message board posters. It was really a niche college football needed. And I think bringing that to people, I know when I discovered the account a few years ago, I mean, it was like a drug. I was like, I was scrolling through, like, I can't stop. This is awesome. And it's funny because every fan base pretty much does the exact same things. Mm-hmm. They say the same things. They think the same things. And of course, what do they want to do? Fire everybody all the time. So,
yeah, I mean, I think that's one of the good things about it is you get a glimpse into other fan bases and see that everybody has the exact same people within the fan base. It kind of depends on what you're going through as a program at the time, but everybody kind of has the exact same fan base or the same members or constituents inside the fan base. I think it lets everybody kind of see that we're all kind of the same.
Now, what fan bases do you, because I mean, at this point, you've got to be just very plugged in to the psyche across college football. What fan bases would you say are just like some of your, that are just going through it all the time?
Going through it all the time? Well, since I started doing this, it seems like Nebraska would be one of those.
No, it's been a tough ride for them.
Been a tough ride in Auburn to an extent. Texas A&M for sure has had a rough go. Florida and Clemson a little bit. Tennessee.
Yep.
The teams you would expect.
Yeah, Jeremy Pruitt gave a lot of good content for the page, that's for sure.
He did. And Jimbo Fisher has given great content. You know, the end of the Brian Harsin era gave some good content as well. And the end of the Lincoln Riley era in Oklahoma. And that still gives good. I didn't mention Oklahoma, but Oklahoma's been through it. So they've been good for content.
Yeah, no, absolutely. When Clemson having some of those games where they're struggling beginning of this season, there was I feel like that was almost like a 16-tweet thread of just Clemson screenshots after one another. That one most definitely was pretty epic. But you'd mentioned a team that was up there. Obviously, you see the name of the show, Auburn Daily. Uh-huh. And Auburn message board posters are quite a bunch. And they have by far done their fair share of contributing to the ever flowing content of this page. And I just want to say something I've seen. I'm not too big into the message boards. I will lurk there. I will get screenshots nonstop. So I would say, and I'm not in the waters. I'm not diving in the deep end of the message boards, but I definitely can, you know, kind of dip in the shallow end. So I'm not part of it, but I know enough to be dangerous here. And I will say there's like levels of insults with these things. And it is, oh, you know, this was a great post. It sparks conversation. Then you get the, you're an idiot to delete your account and all these. But I think the greatest of these, just by far the seven layers of insults, the absolute four is when somebody will comment and say like message board genius alert. and it happens from time to time. It's just like they've already turned themselves in. They already know where that threat is going. And I would say there's probably about a 70% clip that, sure enough, those are coming on to. They're coming on. So where are folks? And we'll just say all folks, but you know the Auburn folks. Where? How are they getting these to use it? DMs? Is it emails? Do you have spies? Because I mean, it is quite an extensive network of content that's coming in now.
Yeah, it's not spies, but usually it's just via DM or email. People will send them to me. And then when I get them, you know, I'll always kind of vet them to make sure they're legit, that it's not some guy with one post, mm-hmm. right, who just created an account just to try to get on message board geniuses. But I'll kind of vet it, make sure that it's legit, try to determine if it's sarcasm or, you know, if it's serious to the best that I can. And then I'll screenshot and post it. But yeah, most people are kind of turning themselves in or turning their fan base in, I should say.
Yeah, some of them most definitely like the attention for sure. And some, I think, are just show ashamed that they just felt the need to dox the post they saw because they just, this shouldn't be acceptable. And sure enough, there they go. But let's go ahead and jump to the meat of it. So we're going to talk about some famous Auburn posts of this season and preseason. And I asked you to get a handful of ones that you thought were just a little above the rest that have happened with a very eventful season. We went from Brian Harsin to Hugh Freeze, and it's been quite a 12-month roller coaster for Auburn football, which in those roller coasters, a lot of people will hit the keyboards and just really say everything, how they feel. So to let everybody know, my reactions to this will be 100% authentic because I am not, we did not collaborate what these were going to be beforehand. So they're going to be as fresh to me as they are going to be for anybody checking out this show, whether it be on YouTube or podcast. So I guess let's jump right into it. What was one of the first ones that we've got on the docket for today?
Okay, so I tried to just think on the Auburn message boards, there's these common categories of posts that you'll get from time to time. And this is one of them. This is from Auburn Live. He says, "Should we as the Auburn family be outraged? I personally believe Gus Malzahn is the greatest coach in Auburn history. We do not give Gus credit. I personally believe we should contact the Board of Trustees and get a statue next to Mean Gene." So this one is a statue of Gus Malzahn. It never fails that there still seems to be a contingent of Auburn fans who still want Gus Malzahn back. Mm-hmm. This guy's maybe a little bit above the fray wanting a statue built.
A statue. Yeah, so we did an episode beginning of this week of Auburn Hot Takes. And I just threw a tweet out and self-plug. You haven't heard that episode. Go back, listen to it. It's pretty funny. And it was just a tweet of, hey, what are some of your Auburn hot takes? And I guess hot takes that were, you know, get you on an island a little bit. And a numerous amount of people by far, and this, of course, is after the Georgia loss. And so emotions are just really hot. So, of course, anytime you have a rough fight with your current coach, you want to go back to your ex. And there were so many. Just, we should have never fired Gus. Why is Gus under coach? Gus. So there's definitely a faction of Auburn fans. But I think the best part of the context of this is they don't really talk about that until something like really bad had happened, right. which just makes it even more toxic and hilarious. And there's plenty of debate for the whole Gus deal and the timing and this and that. Obviously, this is not what we're doing this episode. But do you have any context of exactly when that post was? Was that around an event that may have just triggered that person's psyche to really feel the need, like, all right, I gotta type this?
I think that was during the coaching search. Mm. I think it was shortly after Harsin had been fired and before they had hired Hugh freeze.
Oh, buddy. So
sometime in that time frame. But that sentiment exists. Anytime Auburn loses or struggles, I will guarantee you that I can find a post of somebody wanting Gus back, or at least wanting Gus's offense back to some extent.
Which is so contradictory to how things were just 3 years ago. Now asking this too, how would you say the Auburn fans and the posts and the boards kind of compare to that of other fan bases? Is there something like a special or just a little bit different or unique about Auburn fans and their posts and the psyche that they have on the internet?
I mean, Auburn fans are pretty funny and good humored. I think they're fairly self-aware. I actually enjoy the Auburn boards. They can be some of the funnier ones, especially on the bunker. I mean, this is going to sound strange because Auburn does take itself seriously, but at the same time, there's a self-awareness there where they don't take themselves too seriously, or they at least understand what they're saying and how ridiculous it might sound to some, believe it or not. I have kind of a soft spot in my heart for Auburn fans. I think I've said this on our podcast before, but so I enjoy Auburn fans quite a bit.
Well, that's a great segue to do a quick plug here. So for those watching on YouTube, you see the show, the MBG podcast. You see the social media down there at Board Geniuses. So just give a quick plug really quick and tell everybody listening about the Message Board Geniuses podcast.
Yes, we do a podcast every week. There's four of us, myself, Hoos, Casey, and Joy. We're all fans of different teams. But each week we kind of pull up some of the funnier or more topical message board posts of the week and talk about them. So it's a college football related podcast, but we try to have a little more fun with it than your typical college football podcast and just kind of go over some of the funny stuff that happened over the week in terms of college football. And there's some serious football talk, but not too much. So we do that every week. You can find us at the MBG podcast on Twitter.
Yeah, and I will just say, too, to those out there, a few weeks ago, the episode you guys did with three-year Letterman, absolutely hilarious. I mean, that was like, I was legitimately laughing out loud through that segment. So I know it was so bad, he almost broke character, and I think poor Who's, like, about choked up a lung. I think we said I think the aspect there when he was talking about stealing seats on the 50-yard line at squatter's rights was just incredible. Incredible content, and having to get tased, drug out, just legendary follow there. Now, here's one I got for you. I'm going to throw you a little bit of a curveball here. Okay. A very, very, very big post over the summer. What did you think about Brian Harsin stealing the car?
That's, we talked about it on the podcast a few times, and we kind of want to get to the bottom of that to see if that actually happened. I think I feel bad for the intern who had to drive that all the way back from Boise, Idaho to Auburn. Having grown up near Boise, Idaho, I can tell you that is a long
drive.
So I want to know if that actually happened. But I mean, I hope it did.
Yeah, I don't know all the, I'm just saying, I don't know all of the details, so I won't speculate it on here because we are on record, but there was a lot of stories around, we'll call it a miscommunication of who had the car and where it belonged, but it seems to be that the car has been home. But yeah, in the middle of summer, when there's nothing else to talk about, that story definitely made its way around the boards. And now another one here too, and this is kind of it's very Auburn related, but on a different nature. When Auburn does anything to Alabama, like let's say takes a recruit from them, some really good content there. So when Auburn makes it to some of the other boards, some of the fan bases seem to really get in their feels about that, especially our rivals across the state.
Yeah, that's true. And I mean, I'll say when I started doing this, I think it was kind of through the Harsin era. And I'm not sure that you did a lot of that during the Harsin era in terms of stealing recruits from some of your close SEC rivals. But it seems to me like, from what I've seen, and you answer me this, is Georgia nearly as big of a rival to Auburn as Alabama on the message boards, it almost seems like it is.
Yeah, I think if you ask most folks, I mean, Auburn-Alabama is definitely a bigger rivalry, but what makes that one so special, comparatively speaking, is the fact that you're sharing so much turf with them, and right. you've got no professional sports team in the state of Alabama. So it is really, like, a lot of people from other places, their sports fandom is pretty divided amongst other things. If you live in Atlanta, maybe cheer for Georgia and the right. Braves, and you might also cheer for... or say you live in Nashville, you've got the Titans up there, and then maybe it's Tennessee, probably not cheering for Vandy. And then just so on, other places that have professional teams, but nothing in the state of Alabama has that. So all of that sports energy is really channeled to one college or another. So it's just, I don't think people from other places really just understand like how much passion there really is for those schools, because there's nothing else to channel it to. I mean, obviously, some people will kind of bandwagon some other professional teams, but you don't have that just regional connection. So, and then the heated history of that rivalry for so long, and you're interacting with these people so often. I mean, they're literally in your backyard, your coworkers, your neighbors, your classmates, whatever it may. Sometimes your spouse. I mean, it can be that bad. Auburn, Georgia just has a lot of history. Unfortunately, that rivalry since the blackout game 2007, RIP, has just been very much gone Georgia's way for the most time. But there is still a lot there. But I would say there's a pretty clear distinction between one and two, in my opinion, between the two of those. Like, Auburn, Georgia is still really good, still very historical. But I would say there's nothing like Auburn, Alabama across any sports. That is, of course, my opinion on it. But it is truly a rivalry that is filled with hate top to bottom.
Those are the best kind.
Yeah, nothing is pure about that rivalry. I mean, that is malice top to bottom. Now, the best part is back in like 2006 and 2007, when Tuberville was just absolutely dominating that rivalry, Alabama fans were really trying to spout this narrative that Alabama and Tennessee was their biggest rivalry. Like, uh-huh. Tennessee was their number one. Like, Auburn was kind of like a secondary thing, just because uh-huh. You know, Auburn was just absolutely dominating them back then. And that was the funniest, like, that was some of the funniest coping I'd ever seen, was them trying to act like Tennessee was, well, they cared more about the Tennessee game than Auburn. And, you know, you got to do what you got to do. But kind of continuing on with this, what was another epic post that you had from some Auburn folks as well?
Well, my other favorite types of posts from Auburn boards is just like they have trouble getting rid of or letting go of Gus Malzahn. They seem to also have trouble letting go of Bo Nix.
oh no! Are you gonna? This is, the comments of this are gonna get real, real hot.
There's seems to always be, anytime you have a quarterback that struggles, there seems to be someone pining for Bo Nix. So there was another post on Auburn Live. This happened sometime this season. I don't have the date right in front of me, but it says, are we claiming Bo's Heisman? Hypothetically, of course, the answer is not as clear as many think. I personally think that we take a share of it since he played three out of five seasons with Auburn. So there's always lots of posts about Bo Nix. So I thought that this was a funny one, that they were wondering if they could claim a portion of his Heisman if he were to win it. And so... what's the feel on Bo Nix with Auburn fans? I've never been able to really put a finger on that. Seems like they ran him out of town and now they want him back, kind of like Gus.
Yeah, I mean, incredibly, incredibly polarizing. And you really hit it with this episode here of getting people in their feels on the topics that just really, really divide this fan base. But yeah, Bo Nix was very much a, like, you missed him or you're happy to see him leave, but you missed him when he was gone type situation. And I mean, it definitely sucks. It's kind of like the breakup. Like, you don't want to see your ex do better without you. And obviously what Bo Nix has done at Oregon, excuse me, it's kind of like the dream of what Auburn fans wanted him to do at Auburn. So like, that's going to be tough. And there's context there of like how the Pac-12 is and the talent and Dan Lanning. And then obviously him already having a year of experience with Kenny Dillingham. But Bo Nix is, and I've tweeted this out numerous times, but if you look at his QBR chart, like almost every other game while he was at Auburn, it was just like a roller coaster for the entire 3 years that he started. And that was the issue, is he'd have these really good games and really bad games and really good games and really bad games. And there just like wasn't a whole lot of consistency. So then you had people who would look at the downside of Bo and be like, oh, like he needs to go. He can't get it. He can't get over the hump. He's mid. And then you'd have people kind of look at his potential and those flash games he'd have and be like, wow, he's so good, he's got to get there. And naturally, it was just everybody was on one end of the aisle. And Bo Nix had a really, really tough draw. Just Gus Malzahn's system, the recruit, just the lack of recruiting, especially on the offensive side of Gus Malzahn toward the end of his tenure. He had a new offensive coordinator every single year when he was there, and then a whole new head coach. Like, he definitely had a pretty tough draw at Auburn, so I don't blame him for doing what he was doing. But then the fact that he was an alumni at Auburn, or sorry, the son of an alumni who played quarterback, there was all this pressure, and then you kind of had this, you know, Auburn people are obsessed with, like, all Auburn lore and culture and the idea of the Auburn man and the Auburn family. And, like, Bo Nix was, like, if he just designed that in a lab and just manifested it, play quarterback, it was kind of like the chosen son. So there was a lot of that element too. And it was a lot of pressure. And then you had COVID in there. It was just a really tough time. So of course, when things are going bad and you got bad quarterback play and he's doing really well, everybody's going to, you know, all the people who got kind of stomped on for, like, oh, you Bo lover. Now they're kind of puffing their chest out, be like, see, I told you so. And it's the same kind of deal with Gus Malzahn. Obviously Gus had a really bad blown lead last weekend to Baylor, so those people are kind of taking an L for the moment. But the second Gus turns around and has, like, a really big game, he got a huge raise today, so that's hilarious. It seems like anytime the Arkansas job, like, there's even a hint that they might be looking for a new coach, that Gus Malzahn just gets that bag. I mean, Jimmy Sexton is an absolute is an absolute machine. So I mean, congrats to Gus for getting all that money. But
yeah, absolutely blowing that big league to Baylor. Yeah.
Okay, guys, we are back. We had a technical difficulty, and MBG has a bad storm out on his part of the country. So we get it. We are back recording. Sorry for that little delay in the audio or the video. But that does bring us to a perfect opportunity to thank this show's sponsor. If your streams get interrupted and that gets you upset, or maybe you feel so mad that you need to go type out all of your feelings onto a message board, maybe, just maybe, instead of doing that, you need to go visit a Rage Room. If you're in the Birmingham or the Auburn or Opelika Rage Room, there are two locations of Birmingham Rage Room and Opelika Rage Room. Nate, or today's show sponsor. So when you do have those moments where you do need to go post to a board because you are just all sorts of upset that your team did that, maybe, just maybe, if you're in the Birmingham or the Auburn area, check out the Rage Room, book a session online, go there, get an entire table full of stuff, smash it to pieces with the bats and hammers provided, and maybe, just maybe, after that, you won't feel so upset, and then you can go laugh at everybody else who's posting emotionally. We want to thank them for posting the show. If you are in those areas, check them out on their websites, birminghamrageroom.com or opelikarageroom.com, and go pay them a visit. This is a great week to do it because it is a bye week for Auburn, and you're not going to be watching any Auburn football this Saturday. So back to the show. And one thing I was going to ask you, I was reading this one here for you, because this is a pretty recent one, and this is definitely, like, a little bit more of an outside-the-box thinker on the message board post. And, like, okay. I think these are very much, these are very authentic, and I think this person meant every word of this. But what do you think about the person who thought that the permanent switch to daylight savings time would benefit Auburn?
I like that. I like the people thinking that way. I'm not sure. Is there really something going on there with Auburn and night games? Or I really couldn't quite figure out where he was coming from, but I thought it was certainly an interesting idea.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. I mean, I think everybody thinks you get some type of advantage at night and things like that. I mean, it's definitely more comfortable for the fans because, you know, the sunshine in your eyes. But I will say, we just did a post a show that dropped the day that we're recording this, talking about Auburn's historical performance on bye weeks. And I kind of had to break the news to everybody that coming off a bye week does not necessarily give, at least the data shows, you're not getting as much of an advantage as you actually might think. There might actually be something to be said for a little bit of the same deal going for games at night. You may not see as much statistical data there as it may feel like, but maybe they're more fun. If the people have more fun, they'll get to it. So I do have one final infamous question to ask you, but before we get to that, did you have any other kind of Mount Rushmore Auburn posts that you thought were we need to bring up on this episode before we move to my final question from the Auburn boards for you?
Yeah, well, one of my favorite posts of all time came
Here we go.
came from the bunker. So, man, I think this post is probably a year old by now, but it's a good one. So you got to hang with me here because the title seems bad. So just hang with me. So the title of the post said, "The worst thing about Hitler coming to power," and then it says, "is obviously the fact that Bear Bryant was about to be hired by Arkansas as its head football coach when World War II broke out. Just think about how much better the world would be if he had gone back to his home state instead of ending up in Alabama." So the worst thing that this guy could think about Hitler coming to power was that it brought Bear Bryant to Alabama. It's a, that's an all-timer.
I don't think I've seen that one. That's incredible. I mean, that's that is an incredible stretch.
Yeah, that's an all-timer. I keep that one around because you don't see a lot of posts better than that one.
Yeah, solid. Not just Auburn. I mean, that's a like all-time message boards post right there. Oh my, that's incredible.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I keep that in my back pocket.
Yeah. So I'm still trying to get my composure back for that. So for folks out there who want to go see some of these Mount Rushmore posts from Message Board Geniuses, if you go to Twitter, just go to the Board Geniuses account and literally just search the word Auburn, and you will have a never-ending flow of content of some of the best of the best Auburn Message Board posts. If you're looking for a good laugh, definitely a place to go to check out all of those. You can see not only the posts that Auburn boards did, but you can see how other fan bases may be feeling about Auburn given any particular day and just all the meltdowns. So whether that be Brian Harsingate, whether that be Brian Harsin getting fired, Hugh Freeze getting hired, and everything before, after, and in between, Board Geniuses will have it all on there. We'll call them great message board posts, will make it off that page. So I just have one last question for you from an infamous Auburn board poster that made themselves up to be a legend a little around this time last year. But do you know who I'm talking about already?
You're talking about Fat Tom?
Oh, you read my mind. Fat Tom. Tell me your thoughts about Fat Tom.
Do you know Fat Tom?
No. Do you know Batman? I mean, Fat Tom is Auburn's Batman. Nobody actually knows Fat Tom. I mean, that's kind of the beauty of Fat Tom.
Yeah,
but Fat Tom made quite a few appearances on the page.
He did, and then it seemed like he just kind of disappeared into the night. But for those who don't know who Fat Tom is Fat Tom, you know, I will always post like posts about message board rumors because there's always guys on the message boards posting, you know, hey, I have a friend of a friend who told me this, and you get all these rumors, and they rarely pan out. But every once in a while they do. And Fat Tom was one of those. I think he predicted to the minute when Brian Harsin was going to be fired. He had a day and a time that Brian Harsin was going to get fired. And I'm fairly certain that was the exact day and time that Brian Harsin ended up getting fired. So Fat Tom obviously knew somebody.
Fat Tom was most definitely kind of like Auburn's Nostradamus for a brief period of time. And it's so interesting because with a name like Fat Tom, you really got to like, that's just such a reliable source. I mean, imagine you're sitting down with somebody and you're, hey man, I got a big scoop. Like, oh, who told you that? And you're like, Fat Tom. And just like, you kind of have that conversation. Like you look, just imagine looking somebody dead in the eye. Hey, I got some big news. Some breaking news, a secret. Oh man, Fat Tom. Like you just say that, and no matter how many times you say it, it doesn't sound any less ridiculous. And I think that's what's great is like there. I mean, that is such a. I mean, that is a very, very good message board name. Would be Fat Tom, and to allude to something that ridiculous. I mean, there's got to have been tens of thousands of Fat Toms out there across all fan bases who just swing and a miss, and then there was one Fat Tom who just happened to be Auburn's Fat Tom who just absolutely hit the home run of all rumor predictions to come true. And just, I don't know if there ever be another one, but I think that the truest form is like you had to kind of come out of nowhere and disappear. And
yeah. And I think he came and he made some sort of Lane Kiffin prediction before you hired Freeze. And so I think if I'm remembering it correctly, I think he maybe that was one reason why he kind of bowed out. I think he missed on that one. But let's don't remember him for that. Let's remember him for the hits, not the misses.
Yeah, no, I mean, every famous person, I mean, every, let's be real, I mean, Jordan had to retire at some point. So, I mean, you know, Fat Tom just had a really short career, but while it was there, because, I mean, that really was, that is what every Auburn fan wanted, was to know, like, the minute Brian Harsin was getting fired. I mean, that's what everybody was tuned into for the better part of an entire, I'd say probably about a 10, 11 month period. I mean, that was like all anybody wanted to hear for a majority of the Auburn fan base. And sure enough, a Fat Tom delivered. So maybe, just maybe, Auburn will have another scandal, a big event, a firing, a hiring, a player hitting the portal, transfer rumor, whatever it may be. And maybe Fat Tom will return to bless the boards. And hey, I guarantee you, if you do not subscribe to the message boards and Fat Tom does come back, if you follow Message Board Geniuses on Twitter, you will absolutely be alerted to the return of Fat Tom, because that is somebody who we do not even pretend to ignore. Fat Tom's word is basically law, except when it's about Lane Kiffin, but everything else is. So that is going to wrap us up for the episode. MBG, I want to thank you so much for jumping on, sharing some funny Auburn hits, and definitely maybe kind of end of the season, if we get some more epic Auburn meltdowns, that kind of love to maybe have you come on and do a little bit of recap season, because I have a pretty good feeling that Auburn fans will not have any shortage of content this football season, especially with the kind of ups and downs they've had across the team and a pretty rough schedule coming up. I got a feeling that emotions are still going to run pretty high this season. So, well, that's all we got. I want to thank you for coming on, and I want to thank everybody for checking out the show. Of course, check out the Message Board Genius podcast. Follow on Twitter at Board Geniuses. You can find me at Auburn Memes. Follow the Auburn Daily on Twitter. And check out their website, auburndaily.com. Thank you guys so much for tuning into the show, and we will catch you guys next time.